Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Wednesday, baby. I know, they say it's hump back Wednesday, but guess what, babies, in my world, it is magical and whimsical Wednesday, my darlings, broadcasting live from the Windy City, baby. Listen, it is cloudy out today, it's about 34 degrees right about now, but honey, it's all sunshine up in here. Happy New Year once again, if y'all didn't hear me say Happy New Year. I'm saying Happy New Year all over here, baby, because guess what? It's a champagne day every day. It's January 4th, 2023, 5:15 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 6:15 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to reach up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Korean Bugatti. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumbo Rum. GumboRum.com, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumboRum.com. Do all your shopping at GumboRum.com for all your rum libation needs. We have two different flavors of Gumbo Rum, Natural Vanilla, which is Gumbo Gold, and Natural Coconut, which is Gumbo Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumbo Rum is Steve Gump. Shut the door and keep on walking. Baby, come on up in here. Listen, before I get into the music is by independent artist Mike Kennedy and artist H2SOF. And I got some music. Dream, independent artist Ozzy. Listen, I want y'all to go to Facebook. We on Facebook all day long, baby. Listen, you can get right to Fierce Female when the page comes up. Give it a like and a follow. Come on, engineer. Come on. Work. Listen, before I get into the music, y'all know I'm always talking about something because I got something to say about everything. But listen, the engine turned down just a little bit more. Listen, let me tell y'all something up in here. Y'all know I'm always talking about what I see, you know, in the news, but this time I got to tell y'all this up in here. This shocked me so this afternoon. I was like, well, what? Listen, y'all. Somebody went over to my page, the Fierce Female page, and they left a comment, and they said, oh, I really like your positivity and your nice spirit. You're just so amazing. I wanted to send you a friend request, but it wouldn't allow me. Well, you know, you can't send friend requests on a business page. You got to go over to the personal page. So anyway, I said, oh, that's so nice. So I sent the person a friend request, right? And he went ahead and approved it right away. And let me tell y'all something up in here. He had on his nice little military uniform. It looked like he was about 55. You know what I'm saying. So I thought it looks like a nice person. Then I went to his page. I started scrolling down. I said, oh, my God. This page looks a little iffy. And let me tell you something. He started texting me right away. And then he says, oh, where are you from? I says, oh, I'm from the United States. I'm from Illinois. And then he says, oh, I see that you're black. Where are you from? He says, well, I mean, where are your origins from? I see you're black. And I'm like, I said, what? And I started to say, well, I see that you're white. Now, listen, I am not the person to get into wars about somebody being black or somebody. I am not the one, baby. Listen, I love everybody. I don't see color. But it just took me back that somebody would say, oh, I see that you're black. I'm like, oh, I didn't even know this. Where did you think that I'm black at? And he says, where are your origins? I was like, well, I wonder if this man thinking, was I from some part of Kenya? Was I from Africa? Which he clearly knew that I was not, because he had been all over my business page, right? So he knew I was not from Africa or Kenya. He knew that I lived in, well, my page says, my business page says, down in Georgia, which is going to remain that. And then he's like, I want to know your origins. I'm like, what in the world is going on up in here? So I'm like, well, is he on to some kind of weirdness? And I'm just like, I'm not even going to get into this conversation. I just like, poof, 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 daddy, poof the magic dragon. You're gone. You're gone. Poof the magic dragon. I'm like, this is so weird that somebody was just, you know, come at you so nice and then go into a war about black and whiteness and your origins. I'm like, what? Well, maybe I'm looking at it the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? But listen, this is not the way you start a conversation. If you're trying to befriend somebody and get to know somebody, this is not the way to do it. And then you're in the military. Listen, military people know protocol better than anybody else, right? So listen. Oh, my God. So listen, I got to get into the music. But he really set my feet flames of fire. Do you hear me what I'm saying up in here, up in here? So listen, let me get on with the music. Independent artist by Gimme. Now, y'all know, let me dial it down. He just really set me on fire. I'm like, what do you mean? I'm like, what the Sam Hill? You know, I didn't even see that coming. If I would have had radars that I could see 50 miles down the road, I still wouldn't have seen that coming. I would not have seen that coming. His introduction, everything was so nice and so sweet. So listen, let me tell you something up in here. Y'all know Mama always got a life lesson. That is to say this. The lesson in that is this. Listen, you got to be sure enough taking a look at who you talking to, who's in their circle, what they're coming with. And you know what? You got to understand they might come, they might come at you right and then come at your left. So listen, people act like they've been boxing with Muhammad Ali and Mike Tyson or something up in here. You got to be really, really careful, not only online. You got to be careful offline, because sometimes people just have all kind of little magic tricks up their sleeve, and it's not really nice. So listen, you got to be prepared for those folks that's been boxing with Muhammad Ali, and you got to be prepared with those folks who've been boxing with Mike Tyson. Why do I say that? Because you know Mike Tyson was the stinger. He'll get you with the peel, you know, real quick, and you don't see it coming, so you got to be prepared. And then, you know, Muhammad Ali, he's going to do the rope-a-dope on you. He's going to do them fancy footworks. You're going to be looking at his feet, and he's going to go pow and knock you out. So listen. You got to be prepared for folks these days. You got to be prepared. So listen, let me get on into the music. I got some hot stuff. Independent artist Mike Kennedy. Let me tell you something. His song is Mercy, Mercy. It's hot. He's a train hopping modern day troubadour. I love this. Train hopping modern day troubadour. Somebody finally understands what a troubadour is. A troubadour is when you're able to really tell a good story in your song, right? Rooted in folk and Americana, Birmingham born street kid superstar that's ghetto punk certified. Gutter. No, he says gutter punk certified. Gutter punk. I hadn't heard that one. Okay, so he's gutter punk certified. Woo, baby. Let's see what he's melting with. Let's see what he's dripping with, because he got some bad music called Mercy.
I'm unlovable, nothing but trouble since the day that I was born. Blacked out, face down, wake up now, this here's a shakedown. Getting kinda old to me, and I'm wasted, can't say shit, I hate this, you see. Living my life so dangerously. Judge, please, have mercy on me. Judge, please, just let me go free. Judge,
love it. I love it. I love it. I love that. That is Mercy by Mike Kennedy. And let me tell you, let me give his Instagram a shout out. You can find him on Instagram at Mike Kennedy Music. Mike Kennedy Music. That's K-E-N-N-E-D-Y. Mike Kennedy Music over on Instagram. You know, I like that song, Mercy. I really do. I love it a lot. Let me tell you something. It reminds me just a little bit. He has a little flavor of Mama and Papas. Yeah, I remember back in the day, the group, the Mama and the Papas. And listen, you know, he's a young person, but he has the soul of a person from the eras of the 60s and the 70s. Can y'all dig it? Can you dig it? I can dig it. I can dig that. And so listen, when you make music like that, you know, you own it. You own it. And he owns it. You know what I'm talking about. He's a true troubadour with a great song, with a great message and a story. I love that. So listen, I'm going to play some more of that. You hear what I'm saying up in here? Up next is independent artist 82SO4. Did you hear that? Electric Blue Skies. And this is hot, 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 baby. It is hotter than hot. Listen, it is so hot, I got the frying pan on. I got the frying pan on my stove. And y'all know what? The grease in the frying pan is going slip, 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 slip. That's all, folks. Listen. It is hot, hot, hot. This is Electric Blue Skies, independent artist H2SO4.
All
All right. Up in here. Electric Blue Sky. Let me tell you something about independent artist H2SO4. You know, he can go around the circuit in Chicago. Hear me now. Listen, that's some bad dance music. That's some bad club music. That's some bad house music. And let me tell you something. We be jamming and clubbing on that all night long. You hear me? That is bad. Electric Blue Skies. I love it. Let me tell y'all something. Oh, my goodness. I hate to go here. I'm pretty much out of time, and I'm going to say this. Listen, y'all, that music is bad. Electric Blue Skies. Whatever you got to do to find something positive, find something good, and hold on to it, like, for dear life. I am so serious. I'm here. Listen, so many people, you know, we're all hearing these stories. I'm going somewhere with this, right? So listen, find some good music, find positive music, music like Electric Blue Skies, you know, keep your spirits uplifted. And for God's sakes, hold on to God. You know what I'm saying? If you don't have him, get him real fast. I am telling you. You know, I just saw this story, and the reason why I'm saying this is because I just saw this story. I don't know if you guys heard it, but one of the co-founders from Dave and Buster's, you know the restaurant Dave and Buster's, co-founder James Buster, just committed suicide. You know, it's like Jesus. I think he's like 72 years old. But you guys know Dave and Buster's, the well-known food chain all over everywhere. I think it said he was 72 years old. It's like, how do you live your whole life and at 72 you shoot yourself? But listen, let me tell you something. There is pressure. It does not have anything to do with money. And I keep saying this. It does not have anything to do with money. And, you know, I got to take a few minutes to say this and talk about this because it's just so moving. People are having a difficult time. It has nothing to do with what's attached to your pocketbooks, right? It has to do with what's attached in your heart, what's attached in your mind. Listen, people are living in pain, and successful people. You hear what I'm saying up in here? So listen, whatever you got to do, whatever you got to hold on to, meditation is great, exercise is great, you know, great music, and for God's sakes, above all, the first on the list is God. He is the one that's going to help you through whatever you are going through. You hear me up in here? Listen, and you know, money does not erase anything. It does not erase any pain. It does not erase any heartbreak. It just does not. People that don't have it think that it does. And people that do have it know that it surely does not. Right? So listen. It goes deeper. It goes deeper than that. So listen, my gosh, I could just go all day about this, but I'm pretty much out of time, and I got to get on up out of here. Listen, I love Electric Blue Skies. Get some music like this and put it on your playlist. You know, keep yourself pumped up, juice up. And you know what? Change your diet. Change your meal plan. Some people are not eating right. Right. And I know you're saying, I know you probably think, well, what does eating and meal plan have to do with anything? Because the foods that you eat really does affect your mood. It affects your mood swings, how you feel, what you're eating, what you're putting in your body. Listen. You got to have a balance. And I know it's not easy to do a balanced meal plan. You know, carbs. Some people like carbs. Like me, I love my carbs. But you got to have a balance. You got to have your fruits. You got to have your veggies. And it's got to balance out. You know, I am telling you. So listen, I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stout blast. Guess what? I get to do it all over again a little bit later. In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.